Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About to never put the meat before the cheese. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it fits so clean, you fitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, that deposit in my wallet, so big it won't fit, I orgasm my transactions in big deals, don't get twisted, I am a business, so put your all your money where to me, it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over, N is for next, I ain't no pushover. E is for early, day of the week, Y is for yes, it's a week, gotta eat.
M-O-N-E-Y. Goodness, happy Thursday, everybody out there in Sex Monster Land. I am so happy to be back. We took a week off last Thursday because we were busy frolicking around in Las Vegas for the Adult Webcam Awards, and we will get to all the, oh boy, I got lots to say about that, so make sure y'all stay tuned. Anyway, I am Sammy Brooks, your host of Webcamming with Sammy and Sage, and my lovely, beautiful, busty, voluptuous, most amazing co-host, Miss Sage Montana, is here in the house with me. How are you, my darling?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fabulous. Finally recovered. It took me almost a week to recover from Vegas. I don't know how you do it living there.
That's what everyone says when they leave. I've seen so many girls posting on little babies. I've seen a lot of girls posting on.
I hear the baby.
I hear him.
Oh. Oh, my
everyone
gosh.
Posting on Twitter that they were just now getting over being here, and some people even got sick, it sounds like.
Oh my gosh. Well, I got sick before I went to Vegas, thank goodness. And then Furby, we come home and he was sick for almost 3 days. Like, I'm just I think it's just the climate change and all that silly stuff. But before we get into talking about anything about the Webcam Awards and anything about our guests coming up, I have to tell everybody I've got to give this woman right here, Miss Sage Montana, some huge, huge kudos. I had the opportunity to go by her webcam studio. Holy biscuits, Batman. Her shit is so legit that anybody trying to actually have just a webcam studio in Las Vegas, I don't know what you're going to do because you've got some major competition. Just saying. I am just saying, you have got your stuff so together, it's unbelievable. Like, I already knew how great you were at being a studio owner, but after seeing what you put together for your cam models, I was flabbergasted, literally completely set 5 feet back. I was in awe. I'm still in awe. I'm just like, how the hell did you find the time to do all that?
Well, I have a good team, that's for sure. A great team.
You had to have, because you, and you, not
and,
only this.
And you're next, Miss Sammy.
I know, right? we're going to, we got some talking to do.
Yeah.
But not only do you have a beautiful studio and you treat all of your cam models like they're, you treat every single one of your cam models like they are a diamond in the rough. I mean, no matter who your cam model is, you treat them so well, and that's hard to find from a studio owner. Really, truly is. You keep them in line when they need to be put in line, but you treat them like they are all diamonds. So
they are all diamonds.
Especially when we win them.
Sometimes they need thinking, but no.
And you... Just like you, I'm like totally praising you right now. I have you on this like total pedestal right now because your family is absolutely
aww,
gorgeous. I was so lucky
aww
to actually get to meet the papa.
Yep.
That was awesome. I wish I could talk more on that, but I'm not going to. Let's just say the looks on his face were priceless.
Yes.
Loved it, loved it. And anybody listening that knows Sage and knows who I'm talking about, they know what I mean.
Right.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the award show. So you were there through the event. Mm-hmm. There's so much talk going on through social media right now. I'm loving it because even if it's negative talk, it is absolutely positive for everybody. So you can be negative out there, all you negative Nancys out there, who are really sore in your vagina because you have a horrible life going on right now, keep talking negative. I love the vibe because it makes me happy knowing that you're talking about it.
Yeah.
You were there and you had some beautiful cam models. What's your perspective on it, you know, it being the first year? How did you feel that things went for the Adult Webcam Conference and Awards?
Okay, well, every single one of my girls, after they left, sent me messages thanking me for being able to attend. They were, they had so much fun, especially my girl that ended up getting bought.
Uh-oh, did we lose her? I think we lost her. I think that big old titty of Sage's totally knocked her off the air. Sage, drop the titty, pick up the phone. Okay, so we will get back to Sage in a momento. As soon as she comes back on, we will get back to her whole take on the Adult Webcam Awards that we just had in Las Vegas. And I'm going to let the Dollhouse Radio announcements play real quick. And we have a fabulous guest that's going to be coming up. So everybody hold on. We've got these Dollhouse announcements that need to be played. They're so wonderful and fabulous. And Miss Angela has the most beautiful, sexy voice. So Miss Angela, would you please take it away, you sexy thing?
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dollhouseradio.com. It's a new year and Dollhouse Radio is looking for new talent to become spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dollhouse Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dollhouse Radio website. Send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a bio or one sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on dollhouseradio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on Promo Store. Be sure to follow Dollhouse Radio on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on the daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at @IG_HotSugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Thank you, Miss Angela. You are the bestest, darling. So damn sexy. Now, let me see if Sage got her titty off that damn phone yet. Let me see. Did you pick up that titty yet?
I'm here.
I don't know what.
Okay, she didn't leave us, but only for a second. She's back.
Yeah.
Okay, now, to recap on what we started speaking of, we were talking about the Adult Webcam Awards that was, you know, was just there in your town in amazing Vegas. And you were talking about how your models were excited to be there and had a great time. And then I lost you.
They did. They were so thankful to, be able to go, you know, and meet so many people. They got to walk around and talk to other studios, which, you know, helped me out because then they were able to really see just how wonderful
right.
they have it. but they
right?
got to meet, you know, they got to meet the guy with all the clothing, and they bought a bunch of it. They got to get some free toys from Oh Joy Toys. They just really got to meet some really cool people. So they were really excited. The ones that got to go to the dinner had a ball. They really enjoyed the time at the actual awards itself. So it was all around a great time for them. I enjoyed myself. I think it was awesome. I think that anyone who's speaking native, I think everyone who is speaking native wasn't there. So they're only speaking about something they don't actually know about.
Right.
I enjoyed it.
It was amazing, and it was the first year, and when the first year of any business, there's always going to be issues. Something is going to go wrong somewhere. Thank goodness I was able to take my shoes off while I was running around like a chicken with my head cut off half the time. thank goodness I had flip-flops. Let's just say that. And at least they were cute flip-flops. They sparkled.
Absolutely.
oh, my gosh. But next year is going to be so amazing. I'm not going to bring up too much of the negative Nancys that are out there talking because, as you just said, the ones that are talking real negative weren't even there. And so they don't need their 5 minutes of fame. They can try and find their own fame somewhere else other than from us because we don't need to throw that out there. So, but for us, we enjoyed ourselves. I busted my ass. Ron busted his
ass. You sure did.
It was amazing. I thought it was amazing. You know, me seeing from the award show, because I was up by the stage the whole time, so I didn't get to sit down and actually watch the award show. But for me seeing from everybody else's perspective and all the smiles on the faces and just watching everybody, it was so – I just loved it. I loved being a part of it and being an organizer and just knowing that it actually happened and nobody fell off stage, nobody popped a titty or broke a leg, so that's a plus. That is a plus right there. So,
you know, it was really nice to see all the cam models all dressed up in
their they had clothes
you know,
on.
Like, right. But just to see them all, you know, glammed up and beautiful, like off cam, and it was such a diverse crowd, which was also really cool.
Oh my goodness. Majorly
getting
diverse.
So many models from other websites, you know, websites that I never really looked into, but now I'm like, oh, let me check these models out. Let me look at these websites. So I think that it was just all around a cool experience, and I'm excited for the next one.
Oh, me too. Overly excited. So many fun things that are going to be added to the next year event, which, you know, everybody will find out later on in the year. and little things that, you know, we're going to tweak and fix, you know, but hey, it is what it is. If we didn't make little mistakes and have little issues, it wouldn't have been successful. Seriously.
No.
You just have to have little mistakes to learn from them. So on that note, I am so excited with who we have coming on, because these guys were so much fun at the show. And I'm talking about StreamStrip. They are a new webcam company. They were absolutely, truly amazing. Not only were they fabulous and just totally took care of everybody that was there. I mean, they took care of giving out toys and T-shirts, and, you know, they're really engaged with all the models. They were a nice, huge sponsor, you know, for us for the Adult Webcam Awards. Absolutely amazing people. And not only that, the after party, boys, you're the shit. I'm just going to say, they totally, I know you couldn't stick around too long because you had to go home and take care of the baby, but I was having so much fun. Oh my gosh. They had all kinds of shit going on, and they were so awesome. They sent me over a bottle, and of course, you know, we drank most of it.
Yeah,
I was a happy
camper. It seemed like it was going to be a lot of fun. Just, and you see they put up pictures on their Twitter, too.
Yes. Yes, they are absolutely amazing. Anyway, we're going to have Mr. Patrick, who is the owner of StreamStrip. He's going to be coming on the show here in a few minutes. Here in a few minutes, and we're going to have lots of stuff to talk about with him. I actually have questions that I haven't been able to ask him yet because he lives in Vegas also. So this
right.
is going to be amazing. This is going to be awesome. So much fun we're going to have with him in a few minutes. But we do have a caller that's waiting. I'm going to go ahead and I think I know who this caller might be. I'm sure you know who this one is too, Sage. Let me guess who this is, Mr. 561. Are you there, darling?
Yes, it's me. It's Sweet Pea. Hello, Sammy. Hello, Sage. How are you both doing?
Hello, hello.
Fabulous, as always,
honey.
So, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, talking about vaginas
yeah.
and cocks and toys and camera words and all that good stuff. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Loving you two ladies each and every day and night.
Oh, we love you too. I know I'm finally going to be back on cam this week.
Yes.
I was on yesterday for just a tad bit, but next week I'll be on like full on hardcore, you know, doing what I do best, fucking myself next week. So.
Nice.
Which, Sage, I wanted to ask you, so how's it going with you and camming? Are you able to really get back into things yet after the little bambino? Or?
I have been on cam a little, about 4 hours so far this week, and I'm going to go in late tonight and surprise the girls.
Oh, you are?
About being busy.
Whoa.
Yeah, but I'm not doing any hardcore shows.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can't. To vagina play right now, but I'm still doing my other stuff, my tit worship and ass worship and blowjobs, of course,
and
milk shows.
She's got plenty of tits and ass to worship. That is for damn sure.
Yeah. Yeah, we're still having fun and playing around, and you know,
that's
everyone's
awesome.
Excited to see me back, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, since I won at the awards, I just
yes,
felt like I needed to get back so I can say thank you.
Let's just tell everybody, what award did you win, my darling?
Best BBW cam model.
Yeah, baby.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I just felt like I needed to get back so I can at least say thank you, let everyone see my awesome award, and I'm actually keeping my prices super discounted for the whole month of February because everyone voted for me.
Yay! Did you guys
yeah.
hear that? So all of y'all out there, you better make sure you go check out her webcam. I'm telling you, it's absolutely, totally freaking amazing. So, Sweet Pea, do you have any more questions for us, darling?
I just am thankful that you're all safe back from the show, and you always do a great job, and always know that I love you. And
aww,
Sammy, I mean, don't forget the cookies whenever you get a chance.
Trust me, I haven't. And now that I'm back home, I'm making my first batch of a key lime sorbet tonight. If I could ship that to you in Florida, sweet pea, I would. But I don't think it would make it there frozen.
Yeah, I don't think it would work.
All right, sweet pea, honey, I'm going to put you back into the listening area because we have our guest coming on. You have a fabulous evening, darling, and we will talk to you very, very soon.
You as well. Keep up the great work and always know that I love you.
All righty, everybody. So we have our amazing guest on the line waiting, and I'm going to bring him on right now. Sir Patrick, are you there, darling?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going fabulous. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah?
Actually, just getting my day started.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
I'm sure it has. Let me just let everybody know that we have our guest here, who is Patrick. He's the owner of StreamStrip, a new webcam company that has just come out, and I was so lucky to spend time with them and get to know them a little bit in Vegas, and they're amazing. And by the way, their percentages, girls, if you're listening, you need to go check them out. That's all I'm going to say. Just saying. So make sure you guys go to www.streamstrip.com and you will see on there where the models can sign up. So on that note, I have Sage Montana, my lovely, beautiful, busty co-host who you met also in Vegas, is here with us. So let's get into this. I want to know, first off, Patrick, what made you get into deciding, all right, I'm going to start my own webcam company?
There's a couple factors. About 2010, I almost started a tube site, and then the funding of that got pulled out, like, right before we were about to do that. So then I actually, you know, sat on the back end for a bit and wasn't really doing anything in the industry. But then the opportunity came back up where I saw that some of my friends who were cam models, you know, they weren't getting paid how I feel like cam models should be paid, because cam models are the business. And so I just told her, I was like, you know, I could make a site, and if I did the site, would you, you know, be interested in help representing it and get it launched and see where it goes? And, you know, that's pretty much how the idea came about.
That is awesome. And what I really like what you just said a second ago was cam models don't get paid what they're worth, basically. And that is so damn true. And Sage, you know from experience, like, we bust our vaginas and our asses. Literally.
Yes, literally.
Yeah, like I said, you know, it's all about the models, really. Without the models, there's no business, and that's pretty much how it is. It doesn't really matter what the top site to me out there is, because you know, the customers are there for the models. If they like who they're watching, they're going to go where the model's at.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, are you sure you've never webcam before?
No, my ex-girlfriend, she actually she's like, we should cam, and I was like, I'm more behind the scenes rather than on the camera.
I'm like BTS, not in front of the camera. So let me ask you, so when it comes to you starting your own website or cam company, actually, and you're doing this, like, what kind of factors did you take in? Because, you know, there's so many webcam companies out there. Like, did you study lots of other webcam companies and kind of get the gist of everything? Or did you just say, you know what, I'm just going to go off of my own, you know, creation and just create something I think is proper for cam models and yourself?
It's a little bit of both. You know, obviously I've seen other cam sites, and I think everyone has different good things about them and some bad things about them. With StreamStrip, I just wanted to keep it really simple. You know, we don't really discriminate against anybody or have one type of person. There could be guys, females, couples, trans, you know, everyone's welcome. And so we just, you know, we put together the site, and there's actually two web addresses. It's StreamStrip.com. It's actually going to be more of an adult marketplace. where if you don't want to cam with us, you know, you'll be able to still have a store and you could sell your videos, photos, fetish items, etc. Yeah, so then there's streamstripstars.com, which will be the live cam section, and that will have a store feature as well, but we just wanted to do that. So, you know, some models are like, well, I'm still happy over at this place, but they still want a store. You know, we figured creating two websites would be better. So.
Nice.
I love it. Faith, do you have any questions for Patrick?
I'm looking at it right now. I'm trying to click where I click to sign up.
There's a couple.
There's big city thing. Signing up.
There's model registration. It's near the bottom or just where it says stream yourself. That'll bring you there too.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm kind of looking through it right now and there's some familiar faces on there already. And
right.
Some models
You'll see mine on there very soon. You guys will see mine on there soon. Just saying.
Yeah.
So if anybody from StreamMate is listening and they get pissed, well, oh well, you'll get over it. Also, my vagina's everywhere. I'm like on all, I'm on so many different sites, it's ridiculously insane. This is one thing that is good about most webcam companies. You don't have to sign an exclusive, you know, right to your vagina to your site. Which is a
it's mainly about the models, you know, like it could be any site, but, you know, wherever the model's happy at, the customers are going to go to.
Fans always follow, which I brought this up in something I spoke about. I'm not going to bring up where this was. I was speaking of it because there's a lot of negative Nancy's going on over there right now. But there were girls complaining we didn't have any fans at the webcam awards or at the conference itself. And it's one of those things where if you build up your business, your webcam business, your fans will follow you no matter where you go. They will follow you to every website, to every cam conference, to every award show. They will follow you. But these girls out there complaining, if they don't work for it, the fans don't find you, the fans won't follow you. You got to work for it, girls and guys and couples. You got to.
Do you guys have an affiliate program so people can push traffic over to you?
The affiliate program?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have an affiliate program. It's still getting set up because, you know, we are very, very brand new. But, yes, we do have that, and we have white labeling capabilities too.
Nice.
And when are you guys hoping to get everything launched?
On streamstripstars.com, you can actually use the site right now.
Oh,
so
perfect.
It is live. But as far as streamstrip.com, I was trying to get everything launched at the same time, but there's just been a little bit of different issues with getting that part of the site created. But we're looking for early February, so very soon.
Awesome. Okay, so girls that want to sign up, go to streamstripstars.com, and you will be able to stream your vagina all day long as you want to.
Yeah.
Go over and just share your masturbation moments with everybody. We love that. Oh my goodness. So, how did you feel about the awards or the conference? I mean, did you have a good time? Were you happy seeing at least how many cam models actually showed up to the conference?
You know, with the first time conference, you never really know what to expect. And I had a great time. You know, for me, I made a lot of good connections, and everyone I spoke to, they liked what we were about. They seemed excited about us, and you know, it was just an overall really good time for us, and networking was really good.
Good, because I know you guys were, every time when I came over to you guys' booth, because I was like bebopping around everywhere, and every time I would come over, you guys were all so happy. Like, your group was so just happy the whole time. Like, there was no unsmiley faces. I was just like, I like these guys. I'm like, this is cool. And then the after party.
There was good vibes coming from over there.
Well, and they were awesome. They're like totally just giving out all these goodies to us girls, which somebody stole my tank top, by the way. If you're listening, I'm going to find you. I'm going to find
you,
damn ass. I'm going to get you. Like, probably fit me better with my big titties anyway. But you guys were just so amazing, and then you threw the after party, and that was, like, kudos to you for doing everything you did. And your team, again, was fabulous. They came over, made sure me and everybody at my table was taken care of, and I want to say thank you so very, very much for that, because it was completely unexpected.
Oh, well, you know, glad that you guys enjoyed it. You know, we're happy that everyone had a good time, and it's really fun. That's what we're all about, is, you know, working together.
I have a feeling you guys are going to do very well with your company, just because of the fact that not only were you just engaged with everybody, but you're so friendly and personable. So I have a good feeling about you there, darling. Very, very much.
We hope so. You know, we don't have a reason to be mean to anybody. And since we're in Vegas, you know, we're going to be doing events, start doing monthly events, and really try to grow the brand organically instead of just buying traffic and stuff online, you know.
Right.
So.
And what a better place. I mean, Vegas, hello. You've got a sage nose. Cat models will come in, like, freaking herds, like herds of cattle. They will just show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, depending on how things go, we'll probably have a contest in the future for, like, Vegas vacations or something for, you know, top cam models or something like that.
All right, nice. Well, everybody, you can give up, because I'm going to win that. Just everybody else give it on to me. Oh, my goodness, that's too funny. So with you guys, because you're a webcam company, now do you plan on doing some sort of, like, a studio for your company as well, or are you just going to keep it all virtual and everybody works at home?
We're open to both, you know. Right now, just starting, of course, it's open for everyone at home.
Uh-huh.
But we're looking for studios to partner up with, and then we're also scouting different locations right now to open up our first studio.
Safe.
Very cool.
I think I might know someone you could talk to.
Definitely.
Oh, whoops, did I say that out loud? Oh, my gosh. Oopsie. There goes another Sammy. Oopsie. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so anybody out there listening, you have tuned into Webcamming with Sammy and Sage, and we have Patrick, the owner of Streamstrip, on the air with us right now. And if any of you have any questions or you want to join into the conversation, just call 646-595-4038. Make sure you press the number 1, or I'm going to leave you out in cyberspace. If you don't press 1, I can't put you through. So remember, 646-595-4038 and press the number 1. Okay, now back to you, Patrick, because you are our number 1 priority right now. What is, for you, what is the one thing that you really want to bring to the table when, you know, having a webcam company? Like, what is most important for you?
As far as what we bring to the table, or just me personally?
Yeah, for you, you started this company because you saw that webcam models weren't getting paid enough. Like, where do you see your company going in the future? Like, what is your, like, ultimate goal? Like, do you want to just take over the whole webcam future?
Well, you know, of course everybody wants to have, you know, huge success. The main goal is just to be, you know, in the industry. We don't really care if we're the top company or not. We're just going to do our best, and if we get there, then that'll be awesome. The main thing is just to have it work and, you know, see if everyone's happy with our services, or, you know, what we can do to make things simpler to get the models paid better.
Perfect, perfect.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay, so we do have caller. Let me bring on this caller right now. Okay, caller 9046. How are you?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing fabulous. Who do we have the pleasure of speaking to?
This is Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Yeah. What's going on? Basically, what made you want to open up a webcam model?
A webcam company for Patrick?
Yeah.
Like I said, it was mainly to help my friends that work cam models to help them get paid better and give them an easier platform so they can make money.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you, darling. Have a fabulous evening. All right, so there you have it. He wanted to help the cam models make more money and build a better webcam business. So with your models that you're going to have, because you have a whole array of cam models, you know, like most of the companies do, are you going to help with building their social media, or are you going to let them do their own thing? And you know what I mean? Like, because you're starting out.
We're actually, you know, setting up another part of the website. It's more of a training part. And we have a top cam model who's been in the industry for a while. And she's going to be doing that. And then, you know, any models that want the help with a better social presence, we're here to help them. So, you know, any questions, we're always available anytime. And we're not really a company to be like, oh, you're too small or you're too big. It's pretty uh-huh. much, hey, if you want the help, we're in this together. So, you know, it's not really.
And that's so important.
Yeah,
so
I don't think
important.
We would be really doing anything new if we were just like, here, sign up and work our website, and that's it. You know?
Right. And that's one thing. And Sage knows because, you know, she has her studio through another cam company, and she's so close with every one of her models, like personally, because they work in the studio. Physically, and she's close with them, and she really does help them engage with social media, because, like, when I did that class in Vegas, I was speaking on social media. It is a huge, huge thing that girls, cam models, well, not just girls, but all cam models, a lot of them don't engage in their social media, and they don't realize what they're missing out on.
Yeah, it's very important. If you're, you know, just doing camming as a side thing, that's all good,
mm-hmm.
but if you're trying to really make a career out of it, you have to engage your fan base just like any regular business. You know, you are your
right.
business.
Right. It's advertisement.
So,
you're a walking
yeah.
advertisement
mm-hmm.
for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. And girls
so
and guys out there listening,
important.
This is one thing I do want to share, which I didn't share in my class. When you're out on the streets in, you know, and you look like shit and people recognize you, guess what? Very flex on your cam. Just saying.
Yeah.
Like, you got to take pride in yourself. Like, I don't like to even leave the house. If my hair isn't done, like, if I don't at least have my eyelashes on, something to make me look presentable, then I don't even like to leave the house. Like, wait, no, I'm not leaving the house just in case. I just don't want somebody to see me and be like, oh, wow. Wow, she looks like shit when she's off cam. Don't get me wrong, as cam girls, we all have our downtime, Sage knows, but especially with you guys being in Vegas and people will see you all the time, it's like you still got to have, you know, some kind of, you know, yummy aura going on about you, because if you don't, then it's going to look bad on cam.
Yeah, everyone's their own product, you know.
Oh, boy, we're a walking billboard. We are our own advertisement. So, Sage, any more yummy questions?
I'm over here signing up, so that's why I've been a little bit quiet.
Oh,
you little hoochie, I am so going to titty slap you. You're getting on there before me. You're such a little
shit
face.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Oh, my land. You're such a hoochie. I love you. She's like my sister from another family. Completely. So I have like all these questions that I want to ask you. They're like all just turning in my brain. On your site, when your models, I'm trying to get a gist of how your site works for the cam models.
Mm-hmm.
When your cam models log in and they turn on their webcam, can they do whatever they want to in the open chat area?
As long as it's legal, you know. You can't break the
Well, I mean, but they can show their vagina and their asshole and suck cock and all that in open chat.
They could do that, yeah.
Okay. So are you kind of a stickler on teaching the girls to hey, make sure you're asking for tokens for that kind of thing? Or, I mean, do you guys work off tokens? I'm not quite sure how it all works.
With our website, it's not called tokens or called credits. Basically the same thing. We kept it simple, though. One credit equals $1. That way.
Oh, that's simple. Thank you.
Yeah, as compared to other sites where it's like, here, you just got tipped 20,000 tokens, and then at the end of the day, it's like $20. And, it doesn't really make the CAM model happy because they were under the impression that they were making more than that. So, with us, it's like, one credit is $1. It's simple. So if you get 1,000 credits, that's $1,000, So I just think it keeps it easier for people, as they're working to keep track of what they're making. And with us, you could do free chat or you could do a private chat. It's really up to the model. So if they don't want to broadcast free chat, they don't have to. And then if they want to, they can.
And the videos and the explicit pictures that I'm seeing some of these girls have, do the customers pay like extra to see those or?
Right now in the private photos, because the store part's not finished getting configured, private photos will be the ones that you could sell. You could sell, private photo sets and then private videos. And then we'll also have like the, personal fetish items and stuff that the models want to sell.
So then I can link you guys to my own personal Sammy Burke VIP site, and my members will be able to watch me for free anytime. Like, we can link together.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to do some more talking because we're going to have to linkage, passage. We're going to have my vagina everywhere. Everybody's going to see Sammy more and more. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Who would have thunk? This little cowgirl's going to be riding around everywhere. Oh, my goodness. I'm just so absolutely happy for you guys because, like I said, when it comes to meeting people, that's your first impression no matter what. And when I met you guys, you and your team there, I was just so happy with you guys. And I have to tell you, that's so refreshing to meet happy people like throughout a long couple busy days, and it was a couple long days.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was
your
a long
team was probably better than mine. So do you have an insight for models that you want to share, or do you want to throw some stuff out there and say, hey, you know what I mean? Just give us some like yumminess on why the CAM model should come over, or girls and guys and trans and couples should join your site.
With our site, I know we're pretty much paying at the max that we can. We're doing 70-30 split right now. And I can't say that will stay forever because it depends on cost of everything. We got to pay for server costs. We got to pay for all the transaction fees and all that, and we take care of the chargeback. So we pretty much, are at the maximum where it would make sense for us to still make profit as a business, but also get the models paid the best way possible,
Right.
I think that's one thing that is good. And then also when the store feature is finally finished, I think that will be beneficial rather than having to go to multiple different websites. You could CAM and you could sell your products from ours. So I think that's another cool thing.
See, and that's one thing, like you just brought us a very important key part to owning a webcam company that a lot of CAM models don't take into consideration. They're always concerned with the percentage of what they're making. But what a lot of CAM models don't realize is there's traffic that needs to be bought for a website. There's chargebacks.
Mm-hmm.
Which girls, they don't realize what sometimes they don't realize what chargebacks are, where if a guy comes in and pays for a show, I'll just say, for instance, one of my CAM shows on StreamMate, say he's paying $14.99 per minute for a private show, and it goes on for Lord knows how long, he goes back, charges it back to his, company, goes back to StreamMate, they got to eat that cost. I still get paid, but like with you, in your company, you have to eat that cost. And girls don't take that into consideration on percentage factors.
Yeah, like, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes to where it's like when you're actually, you know, if you're going to do this by yourself, there are a lot of costs and there's a lot of legal work and stuff that, you know, the CAM websites really make it easy for models to be like, okay, here's this. You don't have to worry about it. You can just do your thing. But if you're, you know, trying to do it by yourself, it's really hard. It was not easy to get to the point that we are.
Right, and not only that, okay, so you can probably agree with me on this one, where when girls go and they try to do Skype shows and they do them through PayPal, this is where girls really put themselves at risk, because not only are the girls going to get screwed on their money because the person on the other end of the credit card can bring that money back from PayPal quicker than they put it in, and the freaking customer or whoever they are can find out the girl's IP address, they can locate the model, and this is, you know, where having a CAM company to work for to take care of all the craziness is better for us models.
Yeah, there's a lot more risk with that, and plus if you're doing shows off-site of a CAM website, you know, and you're trying to use PayPal or payment providers that aren't really adult-friendly, you're having a really high risk of closing your account and getting blocked from their services. So, you know, that's another step that the webcam companies take where, you know, we work with the companies that are allowed to process these transactions and, you know, make sure the models get paid easily. Whereas if you're, you know, using PayPal or any other source of a payment processor that isn't adult friendly, you're going to have issues in the long run.
Oh, boy. I learned from experience my very first month of webcamming. I was stupid enough to do a Skype show with somebody, and I was green around the gills, didn't know what the hell I was doing, and I did a PayPal account, and sure as shit, this guy rejected, or he took his money back, and PayPal shut down my account quicker than I could go wipe my vagina. Like, seriously. I was like, whoa, what happened to my money? I'm like, what the hell just happened? And then, of course, you know, once you learn from your mistakes, you realize, wow. And now that I have the experience, I'm just like, when I hear girls that are doing their own PayPal and their, or these other processing payments that aren't, like you said, adult friendly, girls, guys, oh man, you guys are stupid. Take heed to what we say.
I wouldn't say they're stupid, they're just unaware, you know.
Okay, fine, I'll be politically correct. They're unaware. I say stupid, you say unaware. Hey, I'm going to say I was stupid. I did not listen to certain people that told me not to do it. I was like, oh, screw you. This guy wants to pay me $500. I'm going to do my show. And then I learned that I shouldn't have done the show.
Yeah.
Right. You learn the hard way. So, Patrick, before we go, Sage, do you have any more questions for him?
No, I'm just totally blown away at how awesome. I mean, I'm, like I said, signing up right now. One of their questions on here is what turns us off, which I truly appreciate you letting us put that on there so the guys can know what really turns us off. Because it's always things about, like, the guys, like, what turns us on, what are our expertise and all that. But it's nice to be able to tell them things that we don't like so that they don't come in and make the mistake of pissing the model off, you know, right away.
Mm-hmm.
Everything looks really cool so far. I'm signing up. Like, everything looks really great. We can put our Instagram in there, our Twitter in there, our Facebook. Like, a lot of other sites don't let us promote these things. So this is really cool that you're letting bring in these outside websites, which will help us get more traffic to your site.
Yeah, we're also going to add on there, because we've had a couple requests since we changed the profiles, and they want, you know, some models want to put their personal website and then, like, their Amazon wish list. So we're going to add those links in there. And it's just all, it'll all be completed once the store get down on my programmer and let them know, come on, man, we got to get this done.
That's the good thing, though, where if the girls can actually promote their social media, it actually helps you guys as well. Because when the girls can promote, it brings in the guys, but, you know, like where I currently cam, we can't speak of those things, and it kind of sucks sometimes because, you know, I do indirectly, like I know how to say it without you know, and Sage knows, like, you say things in the proper manner, politically correct, and you don't get in trouble. But you still got to be a little careful. So it's nice when you can actually just point out, point blank say on your site, oh, by the way, follow me on Twitter, you know, or follow my Instagram or my personal website without getting in trouble.
Like I said, whatever makes it easier for the model, they're going to be happy. And if they're happy, mm-hmm. they're going to want to work with you. So, you know, the more, I think the more control and power you give to the model, they'll just see our website as a tool to use to, you know, mm-hmm. be beneficial to their brand.
Definitely, definitely. Well, Patrick, you are absolutely amazing. I'm so glad I got the chance to meet you up in Vegas. And I know you're a busy, busy man. Why don't you give all the shout-outs to everybody out there listening, where to find you on all your social media, where the models can sign up, and all that yummy stuff.
We're on Facebook, of course, you know, facebook.com/streamstrip. Same with Twitter and Instagram. It's all just, you know, Twitter, Instagram, and Streamstrip. And then, of course, our website. Streamstrip.com will be coming soon, and then sign up now for cams at streamstripstars.com. And if anybody has any, you know, feedback that they want to tell us or any suggestions for the website, or if, you know, unfortunately, if anything isn't working correctly, you know, let us know. That way we could improve and continue to grow as a new business, and, you know, hopefully we'll be the next talked about company.
Oh, you're going to be, because I'm going to keep talking about you, and I'm going to kick Sage's ass, because she beat me to the punch, that little dorky face. You suck balls. Well, you do, but I mean, you suck balls. Oh, my gosh. Well, Patrick, darling, thank you so very, very much for taking time out of your evening and getting your day started.
It's on the opposite right now, but thank you for having me. I really appreciate, you know, all the support, and I'm glad that everyone likes what we're doing so far.
Oh, definitely, and I'm going to have you back on because I want to do an update with you in the site and see how things are going. So kudos to you on your hard work and all your yumminess, and you'll see my name on the site. I'm going to be on there. Damn it, Sage. Kick her ass.
Awesome.
Awesome. Have a fabulous evening, my darling.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks,
honey.
Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh. That's so awesome. You're such a bonehead, Sage. You suck balls.
You know, I'm always going to be, you know, a loyal person to Renee, of course. They've definitely been awesome to me for many years,
but
I just think to help better, not myself necessarily, but, you know, just to kind of check some other things out there, because then it helps me promote streaming even more also, but I just think that a new site like this.
We always have to keep our options open.
Yeah, you know, I'm checking out dreamlover.com, a couple other things, you know, just seeing what's out there.
Oh, my gosh.
That way when my
I logged into my free webcams yesterday for the first time in 2 years. And it was so weird because it's been so long since I've been on there. And I'm just like, holy shit, I don't remember how to navigate this freaking website. I'm just like, this is so weird. And so what's, you know, odd to me is whenever you sign up on a new webcam site, I'm so used to the StreamMate platform that it throws me completely off when I go onto a new site. It's like weird.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Being on StreamMate for so long and then trying something else out. But like early evening, when I went out to my free webcams and I'm on there, and there was people that were in there that know me from shooting porn and know me from StreamMate, they're like, oh my gosh, it's been so long since we've seen you on here and this and that. And I'm just like, okay, guys, if I have questions, I'm going to ask you, because I'm like, I'm so confused on what the hell's going on with this website. So easy navigation is a plus for any cam company. Yes, because I will tell you streammate for years has had issues with with the encoder and everything else, which I love streammate. They're, you know, I love streammate. Not knocking them down, but that transferring of the codes that they had for so long, and now that they finally did something a little up to date, is a really good thing. The new broadcaster is so much better.
Yes, makes things even easier. Especially, yes, with, you know, like sometimes I hire girls that are not always computer savvy.
Mm-hmm.
We'll just say it the nice way.
Right.
And that thing helps tremendously, like cuts down the training time so much.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, and you've got cam models in your studio, and me, you know, it's like I just get cam models from, you know, Twitter and other social media, and they come on and they're like, I'm really confused. How do I use this thing? But now that they've actually updated their software, it's a lot easier to just click and click and you're on. Click, click, on.
Exactly.
So much easier. So, my sexy mama, why don't you give me your yummy shout-outs that you have for everybody out there listening, where they can find you and all that yumminess.
All right, guys, you can follow me on Twitter at SageMontana1 or on my Instagram at SageInVegas. And, of course, my live shows at SageMontanaXXX.CamModels.com. And I did just recently sign up for Dream Lovers, where you guys can purchase my cell phone number to do some texting and video chatting with me. So I thought that was a cool little thing I'm going to try out. So go on there and check that out. It's not too expensive. So I look forward to hearing from you guys.
Nice. Oh, I haven't even heard of that one. Huh. Damn, there's so many out there. What do you do? So everybody out there listening, you can follow me, Sammy, on Twitter at SammyBrooks69, and also on Instagram at Sammy_Brooks69, and then also on Facebook, SammyBrooks69. And then you can catch my live cam shows on my personal website, SammyBrooksVIP.com, also on streaming at Sammy_Brooks.CamModels.com. And make sure you also follow at Adult Cam Awards, because our next year, our voting for all these yummy cam models is going to be coming up very, very soon. So make sure you guys, you cam models, make sure when I set the word out there and we let everybody know, get your nominations in there, because the votes are what count. Just letting some of those negative Nancys know that it's the votes that count.
Yes, they do.
It's not just because you post one picture and, oh, I've been nominated, and then you get pissed off because you didn't win an award. You need to have your votes in, girls. Girls and guys and couples, just saying. And I want to say thank you again to Patrick from Streamstrip. Thank you so much, darling, for coming on, sharing all your yummy information. I will be sending some tweets out about them. If any of you missed it, you can come back to the show. The link is on my Twitter page. I will be tweeting out again. You can come back, catch the show, and we are live every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, only here on Dollhouse Radio. So on that note, Miss Sage Montana, we are going to have to say bye-bye. Thank you, darling.
I know. We'll talk soon.
All right, honey, have a fabulous evening. Everybody out there, you have a fabulous masturbating night, and I will be on cam tomorrow. So on that note, we are going to go out.
I like it like that.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
then it's never good. Ain't nothing wrong with being bad. They just jealous of what we had. I call it misunderstood. Won't gamble on us, but you can bet I do it big like the games go from Bed-Stuy. Only need what you're giving, the rest my. Ain't too proud to beg, that's word the left eye. All alone with a nightcap. With me on the phone, having night chat. Always on the road, but I'll be right back. To put it on your door, I know you like that.